Welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and this is episode number 129. And today we are going to be delving into the science behind redox signaling molecules. Now, we've talked a lot about redox on Cellular Healing TV before. However, today we have a guest expert, Dr. Maureen Hayes, who has been working with redox for quite a while now and has a lot of clinical experience working with it, has a lot of wisdom and a lot of understanding behind redox. So we're really excited to jump in and to really delve into the science a little bit more. So before I introduce Dr. Hayes and she and Dr. Pompa get started, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Maureen. So Maureen Hayes, MD, has been a physician for over 25 years. She's board certified in both anesthesiology and pain management. She's been certified in age management medicine and acupuncture. She's been an assistant professor in anesthesiology and pain management at the University of Texas, MB in Galveston, Texas. She's been the chief anesthesiology in Marlborough Hospital in Marlborough, Massachusetts. I know where that is. I used to live in Massachusetts. And she's also worked as an anesthesiologist at a number of hospitals, including Mount Auburn and Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary, both part of the Harvard system. And she's also a Diamond Executive with the ASEA and a member of the ASEA Medical Professionals Board. And ASEA is the redox product we're going to be speaking about later in the show. But anyway, amazing resume, Dr. Maureen. We're so excited to have you on Cellular Healing TV. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm really honored to be here.
You know, I have to, and thank you, absolutely. And I have to ask this question, and I asked it even before we started the show, right? I said, okay, wait a minute. I said, this doesn't add up. How does someone end up from the world of anesthesiology and, you know, even your husband, right, is anesthesiologist with stem cell research, even grew a lung outside of the body. How does someone go from that to this world now? I mean, there has to be a story. My analogy was it's like an engineer who's an artist, and I actually saw one of those. So how?
Well, you know, a great question, and I like to call my story All Roads Lead to ASEA. Because, you know, different things happen during your life that point you in different directions.
Yeah, and
you know, anesthesia is it's a wonderful field. It's very interesting. It's you know, a lot of responsibility getting people to go to sleep and, of course, waking them back up again. But in later years, I was working mostly as a pain physician, pain specialist, helping people with chronic issues. And I had moved, I had practiced pain up in Massachusetts, which is, you know, a tiny state, a lot of collaboration between the states. You know, there's good medical care, not to say that there's not in Texas, there's fabulous, but Texas is a huge state here, and there's a lot of people who don't have great resources as far as getting their medical procedures and all covered. So, and that seems to be a problem throughout the country, of course. And so what I was noticing is that I was putting many, many more people on narcotics and then using other medications and other prescriptions to help the side effects of those medications. And in pain at the time when I was still practicing that full time, there were about five different classifications of medications that we could use. Everything from the narcotics to antidepressants to anti-inflammatories, anti-seizure medications. And it just seemed like I just kept piling people up, and not as many people could afford procedures that maybe could help, or even some of the rehab therapies that we would like them to take advantage of. And you know, it really hurt me that a lot of people really couldn't afford not just good medical care, but good health.
Yeah.
And so I started looking for other ways to empower my patients to take control of their own health and what they could do as far as improving the quality of their health and improving the quality of their life. That led me down a road to acupuncture, which was just amazingly eye-opening as far as Eastern medicine is concerned. Energy, some energy medicine, mind-body. Of course, Jon Kabat-Zinn was from UMass, so had access to a lot of his teachings and all. And so I used that. Now, in 2008, I live in Galveston, Texas. We were ravaged by Hurricane Ike. I don't know if you guys remember that or not.
And so,
yeah, our hospital was closed down for 6 months, and we were out of our home and living someplace else. My husband was commuting from Galveston to Houston, and I took a leave of absence, for one reason, to help my son, who was in high school at the time. His high school was closed, So we were looking for another school. And I just sort of transitioned full-time into wellness and into educating people about what they could do. Now, ASEA and redox molecules came into our life at the end of 2012. My husband, who is a pediatric anesthesiologist and stem cell researcher, as we were saying, was also in the military. He's now retired. He's a colonel in the Army Reserves. And he was in Iraq running, ended up with a lot of wheezing, and one of the docs told him, you know, recommended that he get a chest x-ray, which showed that he had a mass in his chest. Came back home, that was treated, and the treatment, like a lot of people who have life-threatening illnesses, the treatment can be very severe. You're very thankful to have your life and to be alive and to be disease-free, but it can really compromise your quality of life, which is what he experienced. He went from being a runner to being short of breath going across the room. And we were looking for answers. You know, he was had oxygen at home and had been, you know, went to see a pulmonologist about lung transplantation. And he was like, this is crazy. I'm growing a lung outside of the body, you know, just not fast enough for myself.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't even, when you first told me the story, I didn't even put that together, that they actually grew a lung first, right? To grow a lung outside of the body?
Yeah.
Is with a lung, that's interesting.
Yeah, so far they've just been putting them in pigs, but you know, humans are down the road. But yeah, that was sort of our story, and a friend of ours who was not even medically inclined said, hey, you might want to check this out. Now, I had never heard of redox signaling molecules. That was just not verbiage that had ever come across my desk, and I didn't know what he was talking about. But I watched, there were a couple of videos at that time. There was one by Dr. Neiman at Appalachian State Human Performance Lab that I watched that showed athletes and how they were able to increase oxygen utilization and some changes that they were having. And I thought to myself,
I heard that too, by the way, and that got me, like, I think I overdosed the ASEA. That's another story. I don't know if that's possible, but I got a detox reaction, right? But anyway,
can happen. Yeah, that can definitely happen if you get started quickly.
Yeah, that's true. Go ahead.
So anyway, we took a leap of faith, and we got on the product. And what was interesting is I shared the information with my sister. She's not a physician, but she is a medical writer at the Medical University of South Carolina, where I went to med school. And I was telling her about it, and she said, oh, I've heard of redox saline molecules. And I was like, you have not.
Really?
You know, why would you have heard of them? And she said, no, truly. She said, the MedU just got a $10.5 million NIH grant to study redox signaling molecules in a number of different disease states, cardiovascular and neurodegenerative, obesity, diabetes, and aging. And I was like, so she sent me the media release, and I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And so I became very intrigued by the science that other people knew about that I had never heard of. And I'm sure you went through the same thing. I started kind of delving into it, went to PubMed, you know, was absolutely amazed that there were, at that point, I think 8,000 or 10,000 references to redox molecules. And I thought, what is this stuff? Now, I was not that pleased to find out it went back to the Krebs cycle. Mm-hmm. You know, that was something that I was hopefully...
Krebs cycle. Totally, I really have to learn this again?
I know. You know, that was been a nightmare for years. But, you know, it's really interesting. Anyway, long story short, you know, we've had amazing product response to the redox signaling. And now that I understand a little bit more about how it works at the cellular level, it totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit of a missing link in what we have to help people. You know, everybody can look around and look at the disease states and look at what people are experiencing. You know something is wrong, and you don't know how to fix it all the time. This gives us a bridge into the very foundation of health, something that we can change at the cellular level and help people to optimize their results.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's you know, it's funny because we, you know, talking even before the show that you and I went through a very similar experience, right? It's like we both were like, come on, what is this pool water, right? I mean, here it was just sodium chloride, you know, I mean, what's in it, right? It's, you know, we immediately read the ingredients and say, okay, I don't see how that can help.
Exactly.
But, you know, my experience was, you know, I, again, I, my wife used it and got amazing result, right? I was reading the studies that you mentioned, right, how it helps athletes and VO2 max, and so I got all excited and started just drinking, you know, tons of it right out of the gate. And of course, got some headaches and fatigue, and I'm thinking, you know, well, that product's no good, you know. And meanwhile, I just tossed it aside because I didn't understand the science, right? Redox was new to me. So when I don't understand something, there's less of a chance of fall through. Although my wife kept drinking it, okay? That was the funny part. And she even found a source to find it, to get it beyond me. And it wasn't, you know, until years later, you know, that someone said, you know, brought it back to me. And I was like, oh, yeah, I looked into it. But, you know, there's this reminder of my wife loving this product. And, you know, wow. So I looked at it again. And they introduced me to Dr. Samuelson, you know, and he explained the science to me. And like you, I just had to understand the science. I had to, you know, dig deep into this whole new technology. And folks listening and watching, the Redox is, I mean, the past 10 years, I mean, this has exploded. This is new research, right? And, you know, right. We're going to do anything at the cellular level. If we understand why people get sick or can't get well, we better understand Redox, right? So, well, look, I mean, tell a little bit about, you know, obviously you learned more about Redox. You know, maybe our viewers need a simplified version because people watching this show, we've only done a few shows on Redox. What is it? Why is it so important? And really, you know, why do we see these amazing clinical results? So talk about what Redox is.
You know, one of the ways that I like to explain it is it's kind of the secret language of the cells. You know, everybody knows that if they cut themselves, generally speaking, that gash is going to heal itself up.
Yeah.
But we don't really stop often to think about why that happens.
Yeah.
You know, how is it that those fibroblasts and those different cells are called to that area to complete the healing? Well, this is all happening at the cellular level. And these little redox molecules, going back to the Krebs cycle that I was talking about,
yeah.
Inside the cells are the little powerhouses, the mitochondria, that fuel. They take the food that we eat and they use that to produce energy that runs everything in our bodies. And so when we're young, we have a ton of these mitochondria. We have thousands of them in our cells, you know, even now.
And Maureen, I always like to say athletes have far more, you know, the normal people, sick people have far less mitochondria.
Yeah,
than
absolutely. And as we get older, not only do we have less, but they're lazy. They're not functioning the way they used to.
Right.
And so what we're looking at here is you know your DNA stays the same. You know, because we all watch CSI and everything else, and you know that you can dig up a body and you can find the DNA, and the DNA is the same. But it's not working the same. As we get older, we start to see changes, right? We start to see graying of the hair and wrinkling of the skin and sagging. Yeah. I know, me too. I'm not going to show you my roots. Degeneration all over the place. Why is this happening? We have the same DNA. So what is it? You know, of course there is some programming in our bodies that different things shut down at different times, but what's that even all about? How does it know? You know, how do these things know what to do? Well, it has to do with the signaling in our cells. Mm-hmm. Now, it took me a while to grasp this because when you're drinking this pool water liquid that we were talking about, you know, it says salt water on the back and you smell it and you're like, if it's salt water, why does it smell like pool water and taste like pool water?
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But anyway, you're taking this, and you take it in your mouth, and it works immediately. And it's like, how is that even possible? But if you think about how the body works, things happen just like that.
Yeah.
You put your hand on a hot stove, and it's off before you're even aware of it. You know, if somebody scares you, your heart starts pounding immediately. Well, this has to do with signaling in the body. And what it really is a balance between positive and negative molecules that are an offshoot of this energy production reaction that's happening in every cell in your body.
Mm.
And so if you think about it, there has to be a certain balance, and there's a certain maybe set of signals that go out like SOS or Morse code. And so as we get older and we have fewer of these mitochondria and they're not as effective and not as efficient, that signaling gets off balance.
Hmm.
So if you thought about these molecules as being like ink in an inkjetter,
One of the things you're saying is in the mitochondria, obviously, when we produce energy, we're making these redox molecules.
Right.
So is the mitochondria get more lazy or damaged, right? Because all the toxic folks that I see, you know, the mitochondria is where the problem is. It's under attack. So we start producing less. Indeed, then when we start producing less of these molecules, now we have a massive communication problem going on, correct?
Exactly. And they're out of balance. Mm-hmm. And so you're not getting the correct, in a lot of instances, you're not getting the correct signal. It's almost as, you know, if you're talking about ink, if you're trying to send a green message to the cell next to you, but you're out of yellow, then you're sending a blue message. It's close, but it's not perfect. And so the cell next to you sends back a blue response. But over time, you know, you're like this, but over time, you're like this. So when that communication is off, we start to see breakdown in some of the activities of the body.
Right.
And communication is off. So we see challenges. That's why we're seeing so many more people with cells that are attacking each other rather than recognizing each other as self. And so these things get out of control. So when we look at what the redox signaling molecules do, they're really involved in just about every reaction of the body.
Yep.
And so, you know, one thing, you know, antioxidant efficacy and activation. So that's sort of a defense mechanism. And what most people don't realize, I mean, we're, you know, everybody's filling up. They're eating their weight in blueberries and vitamin E and whatnot. Number one, they have to be turned on. But then again, they have to be turned off. You know, something has to go in and do its job and then be done. You know, otherwise you've got too much of a good thing going on.
Yeah.
And there's actually, you know, we talk about one of the molecules or one of the sets of molecules are the reactive oxygen species. And people go, oh, no. You know, what's that all about?
ROS.
Well, yeah, ROS. You know, oh, no. You don't want ROS. No, you know, it has a function in the body.
Absolutely. I mean, but in the public's mind, those who have heard of it, right, we're talking about these molecules that drive oxidation. They're free radicals. They inflammation, right? And it's true. However, you're going to make another point here because there's a purpose with them too.
Right. Absolutely. You know, when we talk about hydrogen peroxide, say, you know, people are pretty familiar with hydrogen peroxide. They use it for all sorts of stuff. It's also damaging, but it has a role, right? So in the body, we have little cells that carry hydrogen peroxide. And if there's a bacteria or an infection, it releases it. And then it's neutralized. So you have something that has potential harm to it that is doing something for good, but then it's neutralized. So that's why we have to have the positive and the negative. So they counterbalance. It's a check and balance system. So, you know, if you look at, you're an athlete, you look at exercising, what are you doing? You're breaking down muscle, and then you're rebuilding it, right?
Right.
And so actually there's a negative to that before you get a positive. And that goes on constantly in our bodies. That's part of the healing. And our cells are always regenerating themselves. And it's very interesting because I tell people, look, you have a chance right now. Your body is not going to be the same in a year, 3 years, 5 years from now. You have the opportunity to make better decisions about what you do and what your body's made out of.
That's
we
right.
know... Yeah, we know if we just continue along with the same, you know, the standard American diet, no exercise, sitting on the couch, all of that, your body in 5 years is not going to be anywhere near what you have now.
No.
But if you do the right things, and if you make changes at the cellular, if you start to improve cellular function, cellular efficiency, so that everything that you're doing good is magnified, well, that's going to cause you to actually be younger in 3 years, in 5 years, or at least stay the same. I mean, it's pretty amazing. When I was studying, when I was going through my training for age management medicine, one of the professors was saying there's a triad of health, and it's diet, exercise, and hormonal control.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that, and the most important hormone being insulin. And I thought, okay, when we're talking about hormones, what are we talking about? We're really talking about a signaling system.
Yeah.
Right? So whether it's neurotransmitters or it's hormones, these are messengers that have a cause and effect in the body. So if you take that down even to a lower level than that, even something more foundational than that, it's the redox signaling molecules.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot of people watching this, I'm telling you, you know, we've heard a lot about ants.
Ooh, sorry, hang on a second. I forgot my phone rings through my computer. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, wow, that was a loud phone. I mean, we had a yeah, I was like, whew, boy, these iPhones today. But anyways, you know, most people today, they've heard of antioxidants. They, in their minds, they link antioxidants with anti-aging. Would you agree? You know, but what we don't understand is what you just said. You know, with new science, redox signaling being part of this science, is that there's this delicate balance of we need to oxidate. You know, that's how we make energy. That's how our immune system works. It even drives inflammation that we need on an acute stage, not chronically. But there's this perfect balance of oxidation and antioxidant that we need. You know, redox is that bridge, right? I mean, redox is that thing that creates this balance, that innate intelligence, right? Otherwise, we can't go, I'm going to eat antioxidants today, I'm going to do some things, antioxidant. I'm going to go exercise to get oxidation, and I'm going to take some antioxidant. Can we win that battle ever? I mean, no way, right?
Well, no, and just to further complicate it, it's that if you don't have activation of those antioxidants,
it doesn't really make
it. Yeah, it. You know, I love an analogy I heard is that if you're in a dark room and you bring in a light bulb, it's still going to be dark. And it doesn't matter if you bring in an entire box of light bulbs; that room is not going to be lit until you turn the electricity on.
No. Listen, I have a theory with a lot of people who just immediately take a SIA and go, "Oh my gosh," you know, a lot of them have plenty of glutathione in their cell, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's there. It, you know, however, it's like you just said, they're just light bulbs in a room. It's like, and then all of a sudden you throw the redox in it, boom, now all of a sudden that glutathione is actually able to be used. How many more things that we don't, and by the way, those watching, glutathione is the strongest antioxidant that's naturally in every cell in our body. As a matter of fact, it's so important that if the cell doesn't have it, the cell dies. I mean, that's how important glutathione is, and we know it's how the cell naturally detoxes. But you can have that glutathione in your cell, but if it's not activated or able to be utilized with redox molecules, it doesn't matter. So how many more things that we haven't even discovered yet that need these redox molecules, and we put those sparks in there, and now all of a sudden they're working again. So, yeah.
Exactly. And we're just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
Well, I just had a quick question too, Dr. Pompey. You said for those who take a SIA or a redox product and feel a huge reaction, what about on the other side where someone takes a redox product and feels nothing?
Yeah, I have my theories because we have that, right? I mean, there's some people who need so much more. Some people react to literally drops of it. Maureen, what's your feeling on that?
You know, that's really interesting. I'd love to hear what your theory is. What we have noticed is that if people are over 40, 45, that taking the recommended 2 ounces, 2 ounce serving twice a day, may not be enough. Now, if they're doing enough other right things, like you're talking about, maybe they have bumped up their glutathione, maybe they've got a healthy lifestyle and all, maybe they have been supplementing with antioxidants and all of a sudden they're turned on and, you know, they've got energy, you know, through the roof. But for a lot of people who are deficient, just naturally deficient, because of what we do know, so there's about a 10% decrease in the amount of mitochondria and redox signaling molecules per decade once someone has gone through puberty. So by the time you get to 40, 45, you're running at a deficit. Your body is not as efficient as it was previously. So we really, what I like to do is bump people up. So I start them for 2 ounces twice a day. Make sure, because it will start your cells working more efficiently, so they're going to start cleaning things up. And so you really want to make sure people are flushing, drinking plenty of water, eliminating both ways to make sure things are moving out of the body, because if you're plugged up or constipated, you're going to get to revisit some of those things over and over again so people can feel bad. So you need to make sure elimination is working and that they're flushing, and let people try that for a day or two, and then I have them bump it up. I usually have people go on 8 ounces a day for their first month. And then they can see. They can listen to their own body. They can come, you know, work it back down, see if they feel as good. In my house, we all take 8 ounces a day. It's just where we feel better. If we have some stress or we've been traveling and or maybe sleep deprivation, we may bump it up even higher than that because we just need an extra boost at that time.
One of the things I've learned, you know, I'm dealing with very sick clients, right, and, you know, that are very challenged at the cellular level. And, right, and they start working up, and literally they get to 8. I've even had people get to 10 ounces and still say, I don't feel anything. And then I just say, stick it out. You know, oh, but it's getting expensive. We'll talk about that. You know, okay, well, look, you know, just let's cut back, you know, and let's just keep giving your body redox. And we're still working at the cellular level, detoxing them and doing all the cellular work. Then all of a sudden, one day, they start noticing it. But here's how I tell them. I say, I want you to stop the product for a month, right? And they stop it. And they go, oh, gosh, you know, it's then they didn't realize what it was doing. But it took some months to get their redox, actually, because they have so many deficits. You know, their body's wasting their redox. Their body's utilizing it, and they just don't notice that difference. And after a period of time, it actually starts working. They just don't realize it oftentimes. But when they stop it and then restart it, then there's a noticeable difference. So there's so many demands on redox today, and it's so different for everyone that I think that's why you get such a wide variety. That's a theory anyway.
You know, I agree, and I tell people, look, if you're going to, you know, continue with the standard American diet and no exercise and maybe drinking or some of the other vices that people have, I said you're going to keep your redox molecules busy.
Yeah.
You know, they may not have time to get to some of the deeper issues. Yeah. But I will tell you, we didn't have this information 3.5 years when we got started, and unlike you, I didn't overdo it with a CI. We kept our 2 ounces twice a day.
Yeah.
And really felt nothing for 6 weeks. Nothing. I was like, this is such a scam. You know, this is expensive water with salt in it. And, you know, I just had no belief. And I'll tell you, it was funny. A girlfriend of mine who is an RN, she lives in Seattle, so not close by me, but she was suffering horribly with, she'd had surgery on her wrist. And it was not healing. A year later, she was having excruciating pain. She couldn't make a fist. She couldn't write with her hand. Just terrible. And not sleeping through the night. And I was talking to her, and I said, look, there's this crazy product. I don't know. At that point, I was like, I don't even know how it works or if it works. But, you know, you've tried everything else. You might as well give it a shot.
Yeah.
And she got on the product, and she had an overnight response to it.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, the swelling was down. She could make a fist. She could use it, slept through the night. And and that got my attention, and I was like, that is really interesting. And then right at about 6 weeks, I had mentioned that my mother had passed. I was going through some depression from that, and, you know, all of a sudden I felt great again. It was like somebody had pulled back a veil.
Yeah.
Colors were brighter, birds were singing, and I just kind of leaped out of bed, and I was like, thank gosh, I'm back. And my son, who had come home from college and he was going through some things himself, he comes bounding into the room with all this energy, and I was like, what got into him? And then my husband, we were like, wow. So in our family, it took a while.
Yeah.
But thank goodness we stuck with it, because then we got our, you know, our miracle was down the road.
Yeah.
So it is. Everybody responds differently.
Yeah, no doubt. I said before we got on the call, just, you know, I had a message from one of my doctors, just, you know, it wasn't provoked at all. He was sharing, we have a group of us, and he just shared how much ASEA changed his life, you know, even in an athletic standpoint. But he was saying all these things have changed. Now, we get these, you know, testimonies all the time, you know, and I say to our viewers and listeners, you know, there is different doses. I hope you hear us saying that, you know, and, you know, a lot of my really challenged patients, I have to start out with very small amounts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. And so start out at a 2 ounce twice a day if you're, you know, relatively healthy. And if you start getting headaches or detox signals, you know, listen to Dr. Maureen, and water opens pathways. However, just cut the dose back for a few days and then increase it again, you know, so because typically sometimes, you know, that'll give time the body to adapt, slow down some of that detox that's happening, and then, you know, pick the dose back up. But the bottom line is, find a dose. Don't be afraid of doing the doses at much higher doses, you know, up to 6, 8, you know, ounces. And Dr. Maureen, with my clients, I do the same thing. Take it away from other things, the ASEA, folks listening. Even just 5-10 minutes before you take other pills, 5-10 minutes before food. Let those redox molecules absorb. I even hold it in my mouth for, you know, 30 seconds, kind of, you know, move it around. So anyways, we're going to get those questions, so I'm trying to nip them in the bud right now.
I got it right here, the Astia
product. So tell us some other things of how you're using it with people. Oh, Meredith, you had a question, sorry.
Well, yeah, just quickly, just what you said, how is it absorbed exactly?
You know, that's a good question. My understanding is that it goes to work immediately. They're like little fleeting angels, these molecules. So what I recommend...
Solution, yeah. These redox molecules.
What, say that again?
The redox molecules are suspended in this saline solution, right?
Exactly, exactly. So if you hold it in your mouth, you know, the longer you can hold it, the more uptake you're going to get right into... through the mucosa. And so, you know, for people, there's a number of people who the product actually makes them nauseous. I hate to say that. It's something everybody kind of has to work through it. I know my husband, because he was so toxic when he got started, it was really a challenge for him to take it. And so I'll tell people, if you really can't swallow it, swish it around for 30, 60 seconds, hold it in your mouth as long as you can, and then spit it out. You're going to get a huge uptake of the molecules directly from your mouth. So, yeah, so it goes to work even before it hits the stomach. You're absorbing it. But the longer you can kind of hold it in your mouth, the better it's going to be.
Yeah. So what other conditions, I mean, do you see? I know you're not in private practice or in practice in that sense anymore. You've completely shifted your life, partly because of this molecule here. But, you know, what other conditions do you see? What have you seen?
Yeah, you know what? It totally runs the gamut. Everything from one of my husband's closest friends from he went to Harvard, and this guy was a renowned businessman. He had an event last September that left him with paralysis on one side, and he overcame a lot of that through rehab, but he was in excruciating pain. And so my husband was talking to him. He called up my husband, just couldn't cope with it anymore. And my husband said, you've got to try this product. Let me let you talk to my wife. She's a pain specialist anyway. We got him started on it, and he was able to sleep through the night for the first time in several months. Pain was greatly reduced, and function was increased, and he's now driving again, sleeping through the night, and starting to work again after not being able to do these things for several months. What's interesting is he was on an autoship program. He had changed it, and somehow the computer had just pushed it out, his autoship out, for a month. So he ran out of it, was out of it for about a week. Pain came back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
He was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And so we had to get him on even larger doses to get it back under control and get it back down. Because when you've had that, you get kind of used to a level of discomfort, and when it's taken away and then it comes back, it seems to be even 10 times worse. Mm-hmm. But that just has been amazing and just really life-changing for him.
Yeah.
I have another person. In fact, I'm doing a training tonight, so I wish I had had it set up, because I have photos of a couple of different things. I have a woman who had 5 different autoimmune challenges.
I love this product for autoimmune. I mean, I get so many autoimmune conditions. You know, spectacular. I've seen absolute miracles happen there. So go ahead, finish your story.
Yeah, and that goes back to when I was talking about those conversations between the cells. You know, when you correct that conversation, you sometimes can correct the challenges.
Yeah.
And so this woman, if you saw her before and after pictures, they're almost not believable within a 4-week period of time. She has an allergy to almost all medication. She can't take any kind of steroids or anything else for what she was going through. So when she was introduced to the ASEA and the Renew 28, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well, she started on the product, and you could actually see, like, the swelling went away. Mm-hmm. The features of her face, it looked like she lost 10, 20 pounds. And just, you know, her eyes are so much clearer. Her energy is up. She had been walking with a walker. And also, when one of my team members met her, she was stooped over a shopping cart and could barely function. Now, you know, she's walking unassisted and just a totally different quality of life.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
Yeah. You know, when I said my wife got an immediate response, you know, my wife was loaded with lead, and she had all types of upper girdle pain, very common to lead, and different pain things. And, you know, we were detoxing the lead out of her, this would come and go. She started the ASEA. I'm telling you, it made her detox experience amazing. And that's because I do so much cellular detox on my clients that ASEA plays such an important role. It's a lot of the reason why people can't detox, because they lack redox molecules. But it really, these different pain things and unexplainable symptoms, it's remarkable. You get the cells communicating, and you balance this oxidative, antioxidative system in the cell. Stuff happens, and I want to say this for our viewers, that we're not, it can almost come across in, for a couple of reasons here. It's like we're snake oil salesmen, right? And you and I are very, right, that's why we were turned off. I mean, let's think about that, right?
Sure.
The only way to get this product, by the way, ASEA that she held up, and by the way, it's the only way to get Redox right now, too, by the way. So, it's through a network marketing company, right? And how many of us have been approached by these things, right? And you hear the stories. So I always think like, oh my gosh, I mean, look, I don't want to promote these things because of that reputation. I don't. That's not that I'm against network marketing. It's changed a lot of lives, and there's a lot of good products out there. However, the stigma's there. For my reputation and yours, for us to be behind a product like this, I'm just telling you, it should just, echo the, how important it is. My doctors do not want to get behind multi-level marketing things and network things because of that reason too, but we see the result from the product. Now, here's the other complaint. It's expensive, because a lot of my patients go, it's expensive, but I know, how do you answer that? What do you tell that,
I don't mean to be cavalier about this. I know everybody is challenged right now. Funds are limited.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what's really expensive is being sick.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was blown away when we were so blessed when my husband went through his challenge, because we had our private insurance and then we had his military insurance. But still, even just going, it was a daily trip to the hospital, for quite a few months. And it sounds ridiculous, just parking. If you're parking and it's costing you $15 a day, how do people afford that? And had we had a copay for some of his treatments, we get a bill. One of his treatments was over $180,000. Yeah.
Right. And Dr. Hayes, I have to say this too. I kind of criticize network marketing because of the stigma, right? But one of the benefits is the average person can get, I don't know the number, but it's a four to five people in it, right, with the auto ship, and you pay for your own product. Am I right on the numbers on that?
That's pretty close. Yeah, you share it with a few people, and it's, if you care about people, and that, what I tell people is ask permission. If they have a challenge and you have something, why would you not tell them about it? There's 100% 30-day money-back guarantee, empty bottle. They can use the product and say, hey, I don't like it, I don't want to take it, the value's not there, whatever. Company just, returns the money to them.
Yeah.
When I got started, it's really interesting. I got started, I didn't want to do the business like so many other people. I'd been involved in it.
Nor are my doctors. We're all in it for the product. We are.
Right. But I will tell you, that nurse who had the immediate response, she told a friend of hers who was a physician who has a neurodegenerative thing where he shakes and he was unable to eat. He had a pretty profound response, and it just started taking off from there. So here, 3 years later, I've got over 3,000 people, using the product, and it's been... Yeah, and so that's caused me to have an amazing income from it, and and I don't feel, a lot of people are like, oh, you're making money off the backs of the people you care about. I'm like, no, as a physician, I've always been paid. My income has always come from helping people have a better quality of health and a better quality of life. I'm now doing it in a way that empowers them, and I'm being reciprocated or paid for that. I feel really good about what I do, because...
many of my own clients, I don't talk to them ever about the business. I'm very upfront, how they have to get it. But I can tell you this, they figured it out themselves. And not only are they paying for, their own product, because, it's not cheap, right? Now they have an income from it. So I hear those stories like, months down the road, it's like, oh my gosh. I'm like, really? I'm always like amazed. I'm like, wow. So that's always fun to hear, and that is the upside, of the network. But look, the bottom line is it's the only way to get the product. And you know what? Honestly, truth be told, you know, because my criticism in the beginning, you know, I was always the skeptic. I was angry that they went network marketing once I learned it worked, right?
No,
I was
like, no. Yeah.
Just, you know, but, you know, I said, why couldn't they have done it? But, you know, honestly, pool water, imagine if it was on the store shelf in the health food store. Come on. I mean, let's say, you said it took you 6 weeks. You'd have had one bottle, you'd have tanked it, right?
Absolutely.
There's an education piece that has to go with this product when you give it to somebody, right? Because otherwise, number one, they're not going to take it. Number two, they're going to, you know, a few sips, tastes like pool water. They look at the ingredients. They're done. So it would have never made it if they didn't. So I don't know whose decision that was, but it was the right one. You know, so my criticism I can put to the side. The product wouldn't be here today if it didn't go that route. So.
Well, and you know, we were very fortunate in that we were able to have dinner with Virtus Norton, the founder, very early on. And, of course, as a physician, I was like, why did you not push for FDA approval? Because, you know, I'm thinking like a doctor, I want to be able to say, hey, it treats this, it treats this. And he said, you know what, we had all the documentation, we had all the toxicity studies from the original company that developed the technology was a medical company. So they were under FDA review. They ran out of money, which is when Virtus Norton stepped in, hired Dr. Gary Samuelson and a team of scientists to figure out the mechanism of action and to stabilize it. And you have probably heard the story. They got about 40 people started on the product just to see if people would drink the pool water.
Yeah.
And so these were people that they knew. They were friends, family, co-workers, church members, you name it. And after about a couple of months, 40 people went to 135 in 20 different countries. Mm-hmm. And that's when they took it to a pharmaceutical company and were going to sell it to them. And they said, you know, great, we're gonna take care of this. You don't need to talk to anybody else. We'll give you a check big enough. It'll be generational wealth, but you have to shut it down. And six of those people had had life-threatening illnesses that had turned around on the product.
Yeah.
And so when I was talking to Virtus about this, he said, you know, they decided to bring it as a network marketing rather than selling it off to the pharmaceutical company. So they said no. As we say, no to the money and yes to the people. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, that's wonderful, but why didn't you push if you were already in FDA review? And they said, well, we could have, but they had trouble getting what's called an LD50, which is still the gold standard for a drug classification. At what dose do 50% of the people or animals or whatever you're giving it to perish? And the more they gave the animals, the better they did. And so he said it would have taken 10 to 15 more years to get FDA approval and probably that many more millions of dollars, and it would have come out with one indication and you would have had to go see your physician in order to be able to use the product.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why they brought it out to the market to get it into the hands of the people. And network marketing was just sort of the obvious choice when they had people kind of duplicating without even any incentive. So.
Yeah, no, I heard that story, you know, and in hindsight, you know, it was the right decision. Look, we have thousands of doctors around the country, around the world, using this and, you know, getting these results. And I promise you, you know, we would not be able to do the cellular healing, the cellular detox work, you know, that we do without the redox molecule. I mean, you know, they fall in love with the product, you know, the start using. So, you know, I really believe it's an answer to, you know, what's going on with people, why people can't get well. And again, the cellular work would be, it's remarkable what it does. So, but anyways, yeah, so that's great. Meredith, I know you have some other questions, so I don't want to cut you off. And we have to talk about the Renew product, which I use clinically.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to bring up, I think that's a perfect little foray into this. So we've got the liquid redox signaling ASEA product, but now we have the topical ASEA gel, and it's called Renew 28. So why don't you guys talk about this?
Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Maureen. Speak to that. Use it clinically. I told you I even have people rubbing on their thyroid. Every skin condition, I start there. It's a concentrated redox that we apply to the skin. But go ahead, Dr. Maureen.
Yeah, it's amazing. That product is an absolute home run. And in fact, when it first came out, and you guys have probably seen the pictures, the studies that they originally did with it was on the skin, texture of the skin, wrinkle depth, elasticity, firmness, things like that, and showed a huge improvement. And they had a picture of a naturopath's neck. She's a woman from Norway, and she was one of the first beta users of the product, and so it showed before and after of her neck, and there was literally a stampede to the back of the room to get it. The change was so amazing. And so as a physician, of course, I thought that was a little superficial, that people would be more interested in how they look than in you know, the wellness overall. But
took away some age spots that I had. It took it away. It did.
See? See? It's fantastic, isn't it? And, you know, the great thing about it is seeing is believing. You know, so when you've got this bottle of something that smells and tastes like pool water, and then you have a tube of something that has no smell, maybe a little stickiness, so, you know, it's very easy to use, non-greasy, and people get amazing results, well, then it's much easier to go back and say, your face looks beautiful, but how about your liver and your heart and your lungs? You know, so it's a easy transition over. But what we have found is that because we had been spraying before we had the gel,
we were spraying it
everywhere. And it had amazing results. So people started using it from head to toe. And what we found is that it improves blood flow. In fact, the studies have shown about 50% increase in blood flow. So just amazing results, whether they were using it for discomfort to, as you were saying, you know, over the neck, base of the skull, you know, headaches. And I have to say, because it's not a medical product, of course, you know, you're using it for your patient base, and a lot of us are. But I'm just throwing the disclaimer in that, you know, we don't use it to diagnose or treat.
No.
We're just helping the body to heal itself. And so,
and by the way, I want to say that, you know, because, you know, Redox, we're not using this to treat anything. You know, we may talk about how it had an effect on this, but it's really because it's just adding what the body already uses. You know, it's just the Redox. So in and itself, it fixes nothing, treats nothing. Ultimately, it's allowing the body to fix it. And people need to know that. So
perfect. And it's interesting. I have a doctor on my team who uses it. He's amazing in and of himself. He's 86 years old. He's a family practitioner, still seeing a full clinic of patients every day. Drinks a ton of ASEA. But when he first got started on it, he was using the gel, and he said to his patients, "We're going to do a little experiment. If you have some aches or pains, let me know. I'm just going to put a small dollop of this on it, rub it in. And I'm going to come back, I'm going to see a patient or two, and I'll come back and see how you're doing. But if you notice something sooner, I just want you to step out into the hallway." So he went from room to room doing this, and he said he came out of one patient's room, there were three people in the hall. And he was like, "What in the world?" And he said, you know, never in all the years he's practiced has he seen anything that has worked so quickly. What we find is if you put it on a place where somebody is in discomfort, if you repeat that like three times within a 10 or 15 minute period, 80 to 90% of people are getting relief. It's just incredible. Now, it may not be lasting. They may have to reapply it, but it's pretty profound.
No doubt. And like I said, I mean, obviously, you know, amazingly, I had cut my finger very deep. And I couldn't get it. It was not clotting, right? It was deep enough that, you know, someone would have said you need stitches. And I put the Renew on it. I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. You know, within minutes, maybe seconds, it literally stopped bleeding. You know, that's the power of Redox. You know, it's where you say, okay, it increases blood flow. Well, there, it's communication. If you understand how it works, there's massive amounts of communication, how the body brings white blood cells and all this stuff. I mean, it's all cell-to-cell communication. It literally like that. So, I mean, I'm telling you, this stuff's amazing. And story after story about Renew and different skin conditions. And of course, people, you know, I think initially get it because of the wrinkles, but ultimately, it really is therapeutic.
This time of year, too, I just used it. I got sunburned over the weekend. I was up at the lake, and I rubbed Renew all over my back. And the next day, it wasn't even red anymore. It was just like a nice brown. So it works.
It is. And we keep it in the kitchen, you know, for cooking. Again, my husband was grilling outside and somehow put his thumb against the grill, the hot grill. And he came in and he was like, "Oh, my gosh." And we got the Renew on it, and he was just amazed. He said, he showed it to me later. He said, "Not only does it not hurt, it's not red, it's not blistered, there is no sign of damage to my thumb that he had literally seared against that grill." Yes. I mean, it really is. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to believe, but...
So now they've developed, and admittedly I haven't used it yet because, you know, Revelation Health doesn't have it yet, but after this conversation, even before we got on the show, Mara's like, "Okay, we'll order that." There's a serum now that's even stronger, right? I mean, obviously more expensive, but for small areas would be a good application. How are you using that?
Well, we've been using it pretty much cosmetically. It's only been out since May. But what we have found is for a lot of people, because of the results that they were having with the Renew, both, you know, from the body, from head to toe, we even have people, honestly, who are starting to have hair growth. You know, men who have been bald, who have, they get lesions on their head from the sun, and they were using it for that, starting to have hair coming back. So pretty amazing. People were kind of clamoring for the next level, which is what they've got with the Renew Advanced. It's not just the gel is a concentrated form of the liquid. The liquid takes 3 days to make, to produce. The gel takes about 8 days to produce.
It's
it's pretty amazing. And of course, the gel has two extra ingredients in it because it has to be pH buffered to the skin because it that concentration changes the pH, and also for the gel matrix. Mm-hmm. The intensive serum was actually made by a different mechanism altogether. Wow. And it's very expensive to make, and it's very expensive. They hand fill those little vials. But what they say is you're going to use the Renew 28 anywhere that you normally would, face and body. And then any trouble spots you have, whether it's deep wrinkles, you know, circles under the eyes, puffiness under the eyes, crow's feet. Gosh, one place that we've seen amazing results is in drooping eyelids. So many people, as they get older, have to have surgery because their eyes become a little bit hooded from the sagging of the skin up there. I have people who, and like I said, it has not been out for very long, but people who have scars on their faces, the scars are now seem to be disappearing.
Wow.
Dark age spots, things like that. So, of course, you're just going to, because it's expensive, you're just going to dab it on those trouble spots. So use the Renew 28 first and then dab it on the trouble spots. But like we were talking about before, using the Renew, because it is absorbed very quickly through the skin. So if you're using it or seeing if it'll work on different, like, thyroid area or neck area or whatever, you can try dabbing on the serum. It should have an even more profound effect. So
yeah. I will. I'll have people applying small amounts in the thyroid area. So, yeah, it only makes sense. Go ahead, Meredith.
So can you drink it and take the, you know, put the topical on, or if you're using the serum, can you overdo it?
No, there doesn't seem to be too much that you can do. If you start very quickly, especially on the liquid, we do see sometimes a rebalancing for people things are starting to work that haven't worked in a while, and so people might have a little bit of a headache. Some people might find themselves falling asleep a little bit or having some GI upset. And like I said, that usually they're over that in a couple of days or so. We use all the products every way, and we use a lot of them. They're non-toxic. You can't hurt anybody with them. We have children using them. We use them on our pets.
I do too.
You do too? Yeah. You know, my cats lick the gel off each other, and so far, no downside. You're not supposed to, they say don't use the gel internally, but I just heard about somebody brushing their teeth with the gel.
Well, I do it. I had some gum surgery, and I was rubbing it on it every day. I mean, just, you know, remarkable healing. So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, we put the liquid in our eyes. You know, it's very soothing. It's helpful. A lot of people report having to change their prescription, their eye prescription, not needing cheaters anymore.
Yeah,
so,
cataracts, macular degeneration, you know, Redox is huge, you know, for that stuff. So, you know, we squirt it right in the eye, the liquid, the Acea liquid. So.
Yeah, we have people using it every which way. So,
every which way. Hold on, don't sell me. Many of my doctors, they actually do enemas, you know, with the Acea. So, for those who would like get nauseous or not like the taste, but for other reasons, they started doing enemas with it with spectacular results. So
wow.
There you have it. So every other way actually means something in our world.
yeah, and we have a whole bunch of testimonials on people using it, you know, in the bedroom and things like that with good, you know, good reports coming back. So
you took me a step further. Yeah, I was pushing the level up here. You're like, okay, you beat me on that. All right, Meredith, do you have any final questions?
Well, would it be contraindicated with anything if someone's on a high dose or really kind of intensive medication regime? Would that affect their medication?
Well, you know what? It doesn't interact with the medications, but what I tell people is work with your doctor, because what we often find is when your cells start working better, it's almost like making lifestyle changes, right? If you're on a blood pressure medicine and all of a sudden you're dieting and you're exercising and you're losing weight, well, you may need less of that blood pressure medicine. And so we see that happening as well. So let your doctor know that you're on something. It's not going to interfere, but it may make those medications work better or make the cells work better. And so you do want to be cognizant of that because you may need to back off some things.
Yeah, that's great advice. And Dr. Maureen Hayes, thank you so much for being. I know our viewers and listeners got a lot of information, and I know a lot of people watching and listening need this product too. So thank you for educating them, and thank you for all you do. Coming out of that world to this world, we're grateful for that.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on. It's been great talking to you, and I hope it's been beneficial for everybody. So take care. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Pompa. Thank you, Dr. Maureen. If you're wondering about ASEA, Renew, how to get it, you can go to 180solutions.info. That's 180solutions.info. Or feel free to call our office at 888-600-0642, and we can give you some information there. So thanks, everyone, for watching. I know I learned a lot, and we all take this product and are believers. So we personally vouch for it, and it is really incredible. So thank you so much for watching. Hope you learned a lot, and we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.